Mr. Dan Vargason. Atlantic now 12-5, and Coach, a big win. Second half, you got some outside shooting. Your thoughts on the win?
Yeah, second half was much better. First half, we had way too many darn turnovers. I think we had 12. Second half, we only had 6, and then we couldn't hit anything in the first half. We weren't really looking. We were trying to force the ball in, and they did the same defense they did last time. It packed in 2-3 with a high middle girl and really frustrated us, and we were just kind of silly with our decision-making, and then we got a little bit frustrated, but thankfully our defense carried us tonight to keep us where we wanted to be, at least at halftime, until second half offense woke up a little bit more and shot the ball better and made much better decisions.
Hey, talk about that adjustment. I know the first half you rolled inside, but then you did get the Schrader had the three, Kirkhoff had a couple of threes. Talk about what you did different.
Well, at halftime, I just told them you have to make the perimeter shots. We didn't make an adjustment. We challenged our players to shoot the ball, stop turning the ball over. Sometimes it's that simple and just say make plays. We can't just give the ball to Peyton and Katrina every single night. We got to have other players step up and score. We showed that at Trainer, and they're able to do it. And tonight was one of those nights where we just said you've got to make the shots, and you can, and they did. Yeah, and that's what we, last time we didn't feel very good about the way we defended. We gave them too many looks in the middle of our zone, so we decided to change up the way we defended. We didn't start in our press. They picked it apart last time, so we made some adjustments, took them out of some rhythm early, mixed it up, and then we just made some adjustments, put Peyton up in the center, and then just kept our wings on the outside with their guards on the outside. And just took away the drive and then challenged them to shoot. Their percentage is only about 20, so like if they're going to beat us by the three ball, so be it. And then we thought we could rebound the ball, and we absolutely did. Well, we're feeling good, but we know St. Albert's coming Friday. They're number one in the state. Last time they took it to us, so our work's cut out for us, but at the same time, we're feeling really good about where we're at. You know, so we're excited to have another opportunity at the number one team in the state. We're a lot better ball team than we were. They're going to be as well, but we're feeling good. And, you know, you got to play your best basketball at this time of year, and we feel like that's what we're doing. Tonight was another step. Last time we saw this team, we beat them by 4 at home. We go into their place and beat them by 20. So, you know, and they, credit to them, they kept it close in the first half. And they're a team that likes to make it interesting in the fourth quarter, and we found a way to keep them from doing that tonight. So that's a lot of credit to our players. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Dan Vargason, head coach for the Trojans. Another win for Atlantic, 12-5 now in the season with that victory here over the Creston Panthers.